Vessel Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Parakas here, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Kehilim, the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. We will continue with the discussion regarding metal vessels, and we discuss variations of different types of vessels. As Rambam begins Halacha Alpha regarding the discussion of pegs. Mas Merois, regarding pegs, Shemachzikin Behen HaTikra, which are used to support the roof. Hasun Litkoy Oysen Beitzim, which are used to attach them in the wood. Einim Kabel Tumah, they're not receptive for Tumah. So too the pegs that are knocked into the walls to hang with them. Now, but if, let's say, it was prepared to be its own independent vessel to hang garments on them, then it is receptive to tumah. So the Rambam illustrates. So masmer a peg that was used to open and close with it, which you bend the end of it in the form that can be used in that utility. Let's say it was used to take out a wick. Let's say it was put into a mill, a hand mill, or that which is done by a donkey. It is makabel tumah. Then it is makabel tumah because it was made to be used in its own purpose. Let's say it was prepared to open up a barrel. So Torah then is going to be pure atche yitzrefenu until you go ahead and you knock it with a hammer and you make it designated for that utility. So when it's functioning in its own right as a vessel, then it's going to be makabel tumah. But again, if it's there to serve something else that's not makabel tumah, like the roof or the walls, then it's not makabel tumah. Halacha base. Masmer ha'asoy b'simen l'shmiras ha'pesach. Let's say a peg that was made as a sign to protect the entryway, which they would put a peg in a certain way that if someone opens up the door, it's going to move the peg from its place. The homeowner comes back and he finds it not in its original place, he's going to know that someone opened up the door. So in the makabel tumah, it's not makabel tumah. So too, the peg of the money changer. That he used that peg to hang his scale and his purse. So tar, it's tar. Why? Because it's connected to the wooden pole in front of the table, which that's not makabel tumah, and it does not have its own independent name, this hook. So too, the bathhouse attendants would scrape the legs of those who are in the spa with a metal plate. And it had handles to hang on these pegs, which were knocked into the walls of the bathhouse. So those pegs are also tires. Those are going to be pure because they're attached to the ground through the walls, even though that they would generally move it to another place and knock it in somewhere else over there. And af bishem esmaran elu, and even though these pegs, mishun b'tzuras and misham esmar sataki, even though they're different than the form of the other types of pegs that are knocked in, again, they're going to be pure because they're mechub l'karka. Halacha gimel, masmer ha-gora. Gora is from like what means to take away. It's actually the needle used by the blood letters. B'hu ha-klisha mekisen, and that's the vessel that they used to let the blood, which was a common practice in Talmudic times, mekabel tumah. Those needles are mekabel tumah, where it functions in its own right. Now, whereas the peg of the sundial, which is the of the stone a clock, is tar, is pure, because it's attached to the stone, which is the primary vessel, and the peg is secondary to it, and a stone vessel is not makabel tumah. Halacha dalad masmer hagardi, the peg of the weaver. V'hu ha-masmer ha-oruch kein shaput. This is the long peg, like a spit, shemachnes boya oirig, that the weaver goes and puts it in shveferes hakono eitz in a reed tube or of wood, v'leif ala chutim, and then he wraps around the threads around that. That is makabel tumah because the primary vessel is the peg, which is metal vessel. Halachay continues regarding the metal vessels in a wagon and which are makabel tumah, which are not. So elu kli matzchus hamistames ba'agola. These are the metal vessels that are makabel tumah in a wagon. You have a oil shamateches, the wood that was attached in the wagon, which is drawn between two animals. If it's made out of metal, that's makabel tumah, that yoke. The hakatrev, which is the wood that's placed on the necks of the animals that draw the wagon. And the haknafayim hamakablis azertzuris, the, so to speak, wings that receive the straps, which on the two ends of this katrev of wood, it would be attached by the edges of hollow metal, and they would put in the straps of leather in those holes, and that's how they would attach it to the wagon. And uvarzel shetachas tavre behema, and the iron that's beneath the neck of the animals, which would be to protect the animal that the animal should not choke from the strap or the rope that's pulling when they're pulling the wagon. The hasemich and the supports, which is a peg from iron, which is made at the end of the wagon. The hamachir, from the word of like chiger, like that of limping, which is also an iron peg, which is by the end of this oil, which was the first entity we mentioned. Vatamchuyos, which literally means say like these large bowls, which there's a place in the wagon which is designated to put in stones and things like that. Voimbol and the bell, vatanida and the hook, which is what we call vav, which is the shape of a hook, which is stuck into the package that's on the wagon so that it doesn't fall off. And umasma machabes kulam, and the pegs that connect all the parts of the wagon. These are the metal parts in the wagon that are makabel tuma. Now, the elu tohor magal, the following are the ones that are pure, not makabel tuma by a wagon. You have a oil shel eitz hametzupa, if the yoke of wood that's plated, where, as the Rambam's opinion is, that anything that's plated is not makabel tuma. Uknefayim asun lanoi, and also the wings that are made for ornamental purposes. Vashveifarish hamashmitz akoil, and the horns that make the sounds, these reeds. Va'avor, and the lead shabitzad sabri behem, that's on the side of the neck of the animal, where that's only ornamental, and the taksha behem is not makabel tuma. And v'hasayv v'shal galgal, the round part of iron of the wooden wheel, because it's really just functioning and serving the wheel, which is wooden and not makabel tuma. V'hatasin, which are these thin metal plates, again, that are also hanging just for ornamental purposes, v'atzipuin, and any one that's plated, as we said, u'shor kol ha'masmar shabah, and all other pegs that are there that are not connecting all of it, are tahor, and all those are metal parts that are not makabel tuma. Halacha Vav continues with other random vessels. Akriv beis habad, literally the scorpion of the pressing house, which is a metal piece in the beam, which is used to crush the olives, that is makabel tuma. Odrin shel groises, regarding the container, the closet of those who crush ground lentils, afal pi shehutar, although that the box itself, the container is tar because it's very heavy and it's not used to move and therefore it's not makabel tuma, but im hoyse tachta bagolda shel matechus, beneath it had a carriage of metal, had is makabel tuma, then is makabel tuma, and we don't say that it's secondary to the aron and it serves it. No, that will be makabel tuma. Halacha zayin, rechayim shel pilpulin, the pepper mill, which a pepper mill has three parts. The upper part grinds the pepper, and that's the primary vessel of metal. The middle part is made like a sieve that receives the ground pepper and it sifts it. And the bottom part is like a small little bowl, which that's where the ground pepper goes into. So therefore the Rambam says that this pepper mill makabel tuma shem shlosha kelim. In other words, each one of these three parts has its own intrinsic reason for being makabel tuma. You have mishum kli matris, like we said, the upper part is primarily metal, and even though it does not have a receptacle, because all of the pepper goes down, but metal does not have to have a receptacle, so it's been makabel tuma as a metal vessel. Mishum kli kibul, you have the bottom one, which is all wood, is makabel tuma because a wooden vessel has a receptacle, which is receiving all the ground pepper, is receiving tuma because it's a receptacle. And the mishum kivara, the middle part, which the rabbanim were geizer on the sieve because of the similar to something that's woven, is because of a sieve, therefore that's part of makabel tuma for that. So all three parts for three different reasons. Halachas hadel shamateches, a metal door, shebemigdal shabali batim, that's by a closet of a homeowner. So in makabel tuma is not receptive for tuma because it's not a vessel, rather it serves the closet and does not have its own independent name. Shal reifim, however, but the metal door of a doctor, makabel tuma is makabel tuma. Why? Nishmanichim ba'esas polonis, because he puts his bandages there, v'toil besmas parayim, and he hangs the scissors over there, and therefore it's considered its own independent vessel of metal, which is makabel tuma. Halacha test, tasin shel mateches, metal plates, shemenanim ben asagdeta, that they use to mix on it the pot, makabel tuma is receptive for tuma because it's a vessel. V'akavun makir, but that which is attached to the stove, they're tahirim because that's connected to the stove, it's connected to the ground, and therefore anything that's mechubel karka is going to be tar. Halacha Yud, Hamel Kachayim, regarding the tongues, like a tweezers. Shememayich ben Asabsil, that they used to squeeze the wick, which when it gets charcoal-y at the top of the wick, so it dims the light. So they use these tongs of metal to take off that, squeeze out that blackened part of the wick. So those tongs are mekabel tuma. V'hatzinoidos, which are these bars, shetaisin behem eser rechayim malala, that grabs a hold of the mill on the top, in the mekabel tuma, they're not mekabel tuma. Neshein nasuiz elchazik, it's only there to support, and therefore it does not have its own halacha of a kli. Halacha Yud Aleph, klustera, regarding a bolt, shenoylem ba hadalosis, that is used to lock double doors, like it says in the plural, dalosis. So im hoisa shematachas, it was made out of metal, mistamuk mekabotoma, hoisa shalait, it's a metubah matachas, but it was made out of wood, it was covered with metal, and tar, as Rambam always holds, anything that's plated is tar. Halacha Yud Beis, hapin vahapurna, the purna is the lock, and the pin are the teeth that goes into the lock and locks it. There are tameim, there are mekabotoma, there's a considered kalim. Halacha Yud Gimel, pikel shel matachas, regarding it's like a half of a ball that has a hole in it, where they put it on the top of a spindle when they're spinning, and the threads spin around where the hole is. So that's tahira, that's pure. Lafisha meshamesha says eitz, because really it's only serving the spindle, which is made out of wood, which is the primary vessel, and therefore the pika is only like an addition to make it easier to spin it, and therefore that's why it's not makabel tuma. Halacha yadalt hakosh, which is the spindle, vahapima, or some of the gears of ba'ima, which is the wood that the strings are wrapped around, and from there is how the spindle spins the thread. Vahamakil, and the stick, v'simponya, and which is a type of a instrument, v'chalil shematechas, and a metal flute. Makabotama, all these things are makabotama. Now, oishal eitz, mitzuba matechas, but it was made out of wood, and it was plated with metal. Well, then tar, again, like we said many times, the Rambam's opinion is anything that's plated is not makabel tuma, even if it's fit to makabel tuma without the plating. The plating actually, from Gzeir Zakosev, actually makes it pure, which many disagree with the Rambam on this. Chutz minam simfonia, except in the simfonia, where even if it's plated, shem hoya babis kibbel kundafayim, that if it had a receptacle of the wings, which are these like thin boards of metal, which are put inside the simfonia, and when they blow into the simfonia, the symphony, so they shake, and that makes the noises. So even though it's plated, tamei it is given mekabel tuma because that receptacle is not plated because it's very narrow and you can't plate it over there, and therefore it's going to be mekabel tuma. Halacha tezvav, regarding vessels that are broken down. Hachatzitzedes, regarding a trumpet, shemufetzelis chulis that are separated with different parts. So, im ein yidei lachzira, if elu uman, if the only one who knows how to put the parts back together again is a professional, harizu mekabelz tuma kishim mechubedes, then it will be mekabel tuma when it is connected, because then it's a complete vessel. But if everyone could take it apart and put it back together again, then actually ein mekabelz tuma, there's not mekabel tuma, because that means to say its connection is very weak, and therefore it does not consider connected for the lachas of tuma, and therefore we qualify each one as if it's independent, which is not a kli to be mekabel tuma. Regarding the end of the trumpet that one puts their mouth on it when they're blowing, that's makabel tuma for the asma. That receives tuma on its own, even when it's not attached to the trumpet. The reason for that is because it's made out of metal and it has its own independent name. Now the other end of the trumpet, that's the wide part, in makabel tuma for the asma, that does not receive tuma on its own because it does not have its own independent name. Now when they're all connected, then it's one vessel of a trumpet and it's makabel tuma. Similarly, is kinei menoira, is the rods of a candelabra. But from the asma, when they're independent, in makabatuma is not makabatuma, because it has a secondary name, meaning they're not called kana, they're called kinei menoira. They're the rods of a menoira. Therefore, it does not have its own independent name. Haperach shala, which is its blossom, which is, there is an indentation on the top of the menoira, where that's where they would put in the lamp. And the habas is in the base, they are mistama from the asma, they are makabatuma on their own, because they have receptacles. Now again, when it's connected, I call them, everything's going to be tame because it's one kli of this ner. Halacha Zayin concludes regarding the beam and the other parts that are attached to a door, what its halachic status is. So kodesh achitzim, the board, the beam of the arrows. What does that mean? Shiamatara, it's the goal, which is, that's a board that they would shoot the arrows to. Shishba l'shoynesh amatachas, which has strips of metal, So that's mekabel tuma. That's mekabel tuma. Now v'shemenichan nisa b'raglai sudim. However, the that which you put the into the legs of those who are locked up, tahira, that's going to be tar because that's not a vessel at all. Va'koiler, which is the word collar, which is put on the neck of those who are incarcerated, which is similar to like the yoke on the neck of an animal, that's mekabel tuma. Megeda saw, interesting case, where its teeth are made for the hole in the door, meaning by the lintel, which obviously like keys, which that like is like a saw, and therefore that's used to be able to open and close and lock the door. So even though it's utilized when it's connected, in the mekabel's tuma, it's not mekabel tuma because again it's attached to the doorway, which is attached to the ground, which in the mechubel karka is not mekabel tuma. Now, but let's say v'mishanitmus. Let's say it's only after that saw became tummy. Then I saw the charadels. Then they made it for the hole in the door. Then harizim b'tumas, and then it retains its tuma. Achik be'enu b'masmer until you connect it with pegs. Then it's fully attached, and then it's part of the door, and then it's not going to be kabel tuma anymore. Now let's say hafacha. Let's say they inverted it in a way that the teeth are not sticking out into the ear space. So whether from above or from beneath or from the sides, then Tyra, then it's going to be pure, it's going to be removed from its tuma because now you're totally nullified from its designated utility, and also now it's not going to harm people that are coming in and out, and therefore it does not have intention to remove it, and therefore it's, again, it's part of the door, and it lost that function, and therefore that it's going to be pure.